So I set out to make this documentary project to chronicle what is happening to the planet at the hands of a industrial civilization that does not value nature, that does not value clean air, apparently, or clean water. So the first place we went to film was Australia, where we were looking to interview people involved in stopping the Adani Carmichael coal mine. And we interviewed a wide variety of people, including union members, local residents, farmers that would be impacted by this mine, farmers that have been impacted by other coal mines, and also activists that are putting their lives and their livelihoods on the line by stopping coal trains and trying to do everything they can to prevent this mine from going ahead. Because if this mine does go ahead, it would add almost 5 billion tons of CO2 to the atmosphere over the next 60 years, which would really decimate the targets of the conservative IPCC report that just came out last year.
How does the Tongass play into your project?
The Tongass plays into this project as one of the last areas on Earth that has ecological integrity. It is very battered by the decades of logging that have taken place here, but it is also one of the few places that can serve as an arc of biodiversity into the future, as the Tongass will change, the ecosystem will change and have to adapt to climate change as there's more drought, but there will also be more rain. And it is one of those ecosystems that is still intact enough and in a healthy enough state that it can serve as a biodiversity arc into the future. And we're here to talk to people about the current situation on the Tongass and the fight to protect it from logging and to protect the last high productivity stands that have really been doomed to logging under current plans.
Okay. Are you touring around other parts of Southeast Alaska?
Yeah, so we've already been to Juneau to interview people from the WECAN delegation that were protesting there on the 22nd of June. And we visited Tenneke Springs to interview Gordon Chu of Tenneke Logging, who is doing a more sustainable type of forestry in that area. And we've been to Sitka to talk to some organizers there like Larry Edwards. And now we're here to talk to Becky Knight and David Beebe and some other activists in the area.
Have you been out in the forest itself? And what's your impression?
So we haven't been to the industrial timberlands of it. That's actually going to happen tomorrow. But we have been exploring the timberlands that Gordon Chu works on. And we've seen his practice of logging and his restorative practices on second growth forests. We've also been out around Tenneke Springs exploring just some of the few remaining high productivity forests. We've seen trees that are almost 10 feet thick and that are almost 1,000 years old. And it's really impressive that there are still places like this left on this planet.
And you probably get this question a lot, but many people your age are not touring the world sounding this kind of alarm. How are you able to make people listen to your message?
I think that people are ready to listen. And I think that the reason I'm doing this is because when I was in school, when I was in high school, I was hanging out with friends that were talking about what they would do in 50 years. People don't know that climate change is a reality, and they don't know that their lives will be impacted. So I felt like I had to do something. I had to get involved because we are running out of time, because governments, corporations, institutions are not acting fast enough. And at this rate, we will have billions of refugees by the end of the century. Billions with a B. We're having trouble with a couple million. We will have seas that are rising 1, 2, 3 meters. We will have entire ecosystems burning. We already have ecosystems burning. It is a dangerous future that we are headed into, and I don't think people realize that. And I think that if people did realize that, people would be standing up and saying that we have to stop this right now because we won't have another chance.